Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Fifteen has always been a difficult age. For people, it marks the halfway point. Halfway to adulthood, halfway through puberty, one's body becomes a grotesque parody of what it will one day be. Parts that are big, you'd rather be small. Parts that are small, you'd rather be big. It's as if a person's body is a science experiment gone horribly wrong, an amorphous blob of flesh that absorbs all possible food and insults around it. No one understands you. The world is out to get you, and you are still 1 year away from driving. Yes, life is hard for a person at 15. A mole person, however, is a different story entirely. At 15, a mole person enters into Methuselah territory. All of his friends are dead. All his children are dead. Within him rests not only the wisdom of his own experiences, but that of all mole culture. There is no matter too big or too small that he would not be willing to give his opinion, or indeed a long rambling tale of how he once resolved the same problem by himself, digging uphill both ways. Such is a 15-year-old mole. Such is old Silty. We find Clay and Lomi making their way down a nearly forgotten tunnel. It is so old that it is composed of ancient building materials, bricks and cobblestones. A fine mist, born of moisture and cold, rises up as the two moles walk on, their footsteps echoing into the darkness.
Where are we?
Old Tunnel.
What's Old Tunnel?
It's a section of the city built back in the ancient times when people did their own digging.
It's nice.
Yeah, it is that.
Also creepy.
That too. One of the reasons people don't live there anymore.
What was that?
The other reason people don't live there anymore.
What is it?
Mold. Really big mold. It's fine. I wouldn't worry. That doesn't mean we shouldn't step up our pace.
Good idea.
Mole people!
And where exactly is here?
Welcome to the Dr. Montgomery Morrow Memorial Museum and Historical House. I am Silty, and I'll be your guide into the life of this forgotten genius and... What the hell do you boys think you're doing, making me think you were real people coming here? You know the rules. Why'd you not announce yourselves?
We did.
What?
He said we did announce ourselves, Silty.
Well, I didn't hear you. Come in. Come in before you catch your death of mold.
This place is nice.
What?
I said this place is nice.
And it takes a lot of work to keep it that way, so don't touch anything. What was that?
I said okay.
Good. Now, did you come for a tour?
You give tours to moles?
You needn't shout at me, pup. I've put me ear trumpet in, and yes, I give tours to moles. Now, did you come for one?
Actually, Silty, Clay was wondering if he could talk to you a moment.
About what?
About, Sandy.
Of course it's about Sandy. Why else would you be talking to a lonely old mole who tells stories so people will listen to him?
She told you about that.
Didn't have to. I've got ears, don't I?
You're kidding, right?
You talk loud, me pup.
This is pointless, isn't it?
Probably.
I'll leave then. Thanks for trying, Lomi.
Where the blazes do you think you're going?
You said...
I know what I said, and yes, it probably is pointless to try and help you, but only because you are an idiot who will only screw things up. But Sandy seems to have her heart set on you, God help her, and I can't stand to see the poor girl disappointed.
Wait, where are you going?
If you'd followed me, you'd already know.
Okay, now I'm here and I still don't know where you were going.
Clay, this is the legendary study of the legendary Dr. Moreau. Isn't it legendary?
Who's Dr. Moreau?
It's pronounced Moreau.
All right, who's Dr. Moreau?
Only the founder of the civilization that you belong to, pup. Only the creator of your very species. Suffice it to say, he made you the mole man you are today.
You mean Dr. Moreau?
Moreau! Moreau.
Dr. Moreau created the mole people?
Aye, and I'll thank you not to lean up against him.
What? Lomi, there's a person in that glass tube. Why is there a person in that glass tube?
Dr. Moreau had himself cryogenically frozen.
What does that mean?
The hell if I know. Here, you'll need this.
A feather duster?
And this.
A ladder? What do I need these for?
Well, Dr. Moreau isn't going to dust himself.
But I really only came here for advice.
I can help you and put you to work at the same time. Now get up there. So... Fee-mo.
Should I stay, or...?
Aye, you can stay. You can mop. So, fee-moles. Now, the first thing you have to remember about fee-moles is that they are smaller than he-moles.
What does that have to do with...
Everything! Now be quiet! Where was I? Oh, yes. So a he-mole has these long claws that he uses to gently massage the face of the fee-mole and... Oh, no, wait. Sorry, that's turtles. Turtles. Femoles. Femoles. Okay, yeah, femoles. Femoles. See, the first thing you have to remember about femoles is that they are smaller than he-moles, which is important because courtship always starts with them angry at you and throwing things. The bigger you are, the bigger things they throw, and the easier wooing a femole is. And I expect then it's going to be pretty hard for you. The second, there's the squeal. A good squeal can set the mood. Now repeat after me. We'll work on it. Last, worms. Lots of worms. Females love worms.
That's true. According to my vet, eating worms is biochemically no different from the feeling of love. Which means, I think, that worms equal love.
Right in one, Lomi. Enough worm on the brain and the dozy pup will even fall for the likes of you.
Hey!
So, once she's in the mood, you burrow into her secluded den, claw out the eyes of any males you find there, and then you...
I think I get the rest. What's that sound?
It's him.
Who?
Him.
Dr. Moreau?
Moreau!
Whatever, I thought he was crying Jen and Callie frozen, or something.
Aye, he is. Doesn't mean he can't hear us, does it?
What's he saying?
I don't speak beeps, pup. Where's the blasted translate button?
Is it the big red button under his tube that says translate?
Ah, that'd be the one.
That is not the way to win a female mole person.
Yeah, and what'd you know about it?
I created you.
Touché.
You cannot treat her just like a mole, for that is not all you are. You are also people. And that is the part where her feelings for you lie.
How can you tell?
Because if she were influenced by her more pride mole instincts, she would not be interested in someone of below average size and strength, that.
Okay, I got it.
The only way to win her back is to be truly sorry. The only way to be truly sorry is to change.
Change what?
Change yourself. You must show her that you respect her ideas.
Oh, come on. There's got to be another way.
I suppose you could massage her face with your claws.
That's turtles.
Ah. Well then, you can only respect her ideas.
But...
show respect for her ideas. Welcome her thoughts, insights, and opinions, and you will win back her heart.
But she believes in impossible things. Time travelers, and ant people, and the woken dead, and...
And you, young Master Clay. She believes in you.
What?
You.
Respect. I'll show you respect, you great big ice cube. You take it from a mole with experience, me pup. Never show respect to a fee-mole's ideas, because she'll never respect yours. Worms. A good squeal and a roll in the burrow is what you need to win the day. Now, if you'll excuse me, the legendary Dr. Moro's legendary toilet needs a polish.
What am I going to do? How can I possibly show respect to ideas that I will never, can never agree with?
Beats me, mate. But you've got to try, haven't you?
God, I wish I were a turtle.
We conclude with poor Clay, caught in contemplation of his conundrum. Will he cogitate a conclusion to his crisis, allowing him to copulate copiously? Can his consort be cajoled into commuting his crime? Find out next time as the story of Our Fair City continues.